I always consider it a special privilege to get invited to wedding reception ceremonies after the weddings, and I always find it just in a beautiful moment of celebration and love. I love just seeing everyone come together, and I love hearing even the maid of honor and the best man give their speeches, and it's great for a chance to hear other people speak instead of having to listen to myself speak, and it's just a blessing. And one of the things that at weddings is right when the dinner is done, my usual protocol is, once the dinner gets done, if I'm close to the dance floor, to get away from the dance floor, because the last thing I want to do is give the impression like of getting reached out and get onto the dance floor. I have nothing to do with it. But many times in those moments, there's great conversations that happen and great encounters. And someone very recently had a great question that came up, and I was in the midst of a conversation with some people, and they said, I always wanted to ask a Catholic priest some questions. I have a million questions. He explained that he had went to a non-Catholic seminary and was a youth minister. And so he had great energy and great love of Jesus, and he had questions. And his first question was, why do Catholics feel like you always need to go to Mary? And it might be a question if you became Catholic or aren't Catholic, maybe a question that you might even have. And he quoted a scripture passage in 1 Timothy that says, there is one God and one mediator between God the Father and the human race, the Lord Jesus. And so his point was, if there's one mediator, why do you have Mary? Why do you have Mary? And the first thing I'll just say in this is, if you feel like you need to check the box of Mary before you talk to Jesus or God the Father, that wouldn't be Catholic. If your heart feels to talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus. You don't have to check the box of all any saints or Mary before you talk to Jesus. If the Holy Spirit calls you to, please do. But just to say that first. But that question and that his idea with that scripture passage, there's one mediator, so why are you putting Mary as a mediator? And it's such a great question, and it's such an important question, because so much hinges on that question. And here's what I mean by that. Jesus Christ is the one mediator between God our Father. Catholics would not debate that. But here's what Catholics would say. Does God the Father, he can do anything he wants, does he choose to do everything himself? No. He chooses to use you and I. He chooses to use the saints, and he chose to use Mary. And so if Jesus is the one mediator, but Jesus uses all of us to connect each other to God the Father. And Mary would be one of that example. That so if we take Mary away, we've just taken everyone away. An example would be, you know, this would be an extreme example, but imagine, you know, after Mass, someone came up to me and said, Father, can you pray for, you know, my grandfather? And I said, nope, you can talk to Jesus yourself. There would be letters written probably to the archbishop. Our priest does not want to pray for us. That would be terrible, right? Of course we wouldn't say that. Why? Because we know that Jesus, we are the body of Christ, that God can use anyone, that can do everything himself, but he chooses to use us. He chooses to use us. And so that's just that first just insight, that God chooses to use us. And one of the ways when he uses us, that he needs us to latch on to him, is through faith. And the apostles ask that simple question, and that's, they make that beautiful prayer, increase our faith. And what does Jesus say? If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, and it will be uprooted and planted in the sea. Now, I don't know if anyone here is, if you've ever kind of take it upon yourself to move a tree, to uproot a tree. What's the challenge with uprooting a tree? It's not the tree that's the issue, it's all the roots. And mulberry trees especially have roots everywhere, 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 everywhere. And so it's next to impossible. And so what Jesus is saying is that if you have faith, you can do the impossible. And when Jesus talks about faith, and he's not talking about us like literally moving trees, there's something much, much deeper and much more kind of firmly rooted than even trees. And that would be the human heart, the human heart. Because we look inside of our own human hearts and we know that there's deep roots many times of stubbornness, deep roots of stubbornness at times. There's deep roots within our hearts of sinfulness. There's deep roots within our hearts of different idiosyncrasies. There's deep roots of love and goodness and all of it. But our hearts are hard to move, are they not? When we get our minds set, it's very difficult to move them. But when Jesus is saying, when we pray for another person in faith, we can move hearts. An example that kind of many of you know, and some of you noticed over the past kind of actually years, many people have been saying to me, Father, you need to do something about your hip. And I've been saying, nope, I'm praying for a miracle, I'm not going to do anything. And we're praying for you, we're praying for you. And I was not going to see a surgeon. I did not want to have hip surgery in my mind. But your prayers won out, and I eventually, obviously, as you know, had the surgery, and thanks be to God and thanks to your prayers, it's gone miraculously well. My heart was deeply rooted in stubbornness, and it was not moving. And somehow your prayers and God's grace moved a heart. And isn't so often that's what it is. When we pray in faith, when we pray in faith, we can uproot the things within our own hearts, within society, within our families that seem firmly rooted and unmovable. Whenever we pray the Our Father, one of the simple prayers in the Our Father is we pray on earth as it is in heaven, that things would be on earth as they are in heaven. And in heaven, there is no pain. In heaven, there is no sin. In heaven, there is no anger. There's none of those things. Heaven is perfect love, perfect peace, perfect health. And so when we pray that Our Father, we pray that with that mustard seed of faith, that the God's life of heaven would come down and live here on earth. Because God does not desire suffering. God does not. He allows it and he redeems it. But God wishes health and healing and forgiveness. And so we pray that the life of heaven would be lived out here on earth. And we pray that God would increase our faith, that faith that size of the mustard seed can uproot even the hardest of hearts.